Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show. Presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah, we got all kinds of things coming up we're going to promote. But I just looked down. I just assumed that Jack whipped my butt in fantasy last night.
Oh, yeah?
I lost by a half point.
Ooh.
Oh, I mean, I'm still looking at it. Look, is that not a winning score for me? 108.1 versus 108.68. Oh, man.
I suffered my first defeat this week. Yeah. Not happy about it.
Didn't show up. And I know we don't talk about our own fan, but at least the good thing now is I have so many different gambling interests in the NFL between survivor pools and underdog fantasy and all that I don't get as – I don't, you know, it used to really ruin my Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah.
It used to, so, I mean, I guess the message, kids, is diversify. Gamble more in different ways. Survivor pools, 1 week fantasy, daily fantasy, pickups, you know, actually bet on games. But still a half point sting stinks. It does. We need to bring back a bad beat of the week, by the way, too. We should do that.
Ooh.
What do you think? The bad beat of the week and cheer people up with.
Yeah. I don't know, mine would be. But.
Well, but, you know, whether it's, you know, whether it's a horse racing one or you're not doing this right now. But I think that's a segment that we need to bring back.
Definitely. And I can track that for us and bring one in because I probably have one every single week. That's just a bad week. That's some of these lines are so close.
Jack, I thought you killed me. I mean, I felt like.
You must have come back.
What was the final
score?
No,
I mean, I was up big, but then what's his name was going nuts, Debo Samuel. So I thought he had like a 30.9. Turns out he only had a 23.7 night. Turns out the 0.7 matters.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that ends. And Andy lost by 0.3. So I'm getting no sympathy from him. Yeah, I mean.
I lost by a tenth to Cooper Hassan one time. That
yeah,
sucked.
those just sting. You'd rather just lose big. At least now I'm not like I used to have full anxiety watching the Monday night game. I hate going against someone who has a player on Monday night. You know, it just you're thinking about it.
I love it.
No, you love going against someone. You've already done all your guys.
I love having.
Yeah,
no,
it's different having a player. When you're done, all your points are scored, and they might have someone who might just catch a quote meaningless play. That can ruin your day. So, I mean, the good thing is, again, I'm diversified. So that would have normally hit me pretty hard. I assume he won big. So you got to diversify. This week, I think anybody that can take the Bills will take the Bills. They are a 14-point favorite. It's the biggest. There have been very few big favorites in the NFL this year. All these, you know, again, our survivor pool was from 300 down to 80 after 1 week, after week one. And now it's down to 40. We got four of them. So I'm like, and I think we can take the Bills on all of them. I think you do that, but I don't know. We'll have to see. You know, the Bucks are an 8.5-point favorite over the Falcons. You know,
that's tough, man. Like, what if they lay an egg against the Steelers?
They're playing the Steelers. Kenny Pickett, he's gonna, you know, good luck up in Buffalo. You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, I think I. But is it, everybody's gonna go with that?
Everybody that can, if they haven't used him yet.
Oh, okay, you're right. Everybody who still can. Yeah,
right.
That's tough.
So, I don't know who I have to look down the list to see if anybody. I don't. It doesn't look like anybody remaining has taken Buffalo. Well, one person has. Yeah, maybe one, two.
Yeah, Chiefs. If you have to do another one, Bucks. I like. Man, I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, who the Chiefs have?
The Chiefs have the Raiders on Monday night.
Ah, that's pretty. That's like
it's in Arrowhead though.
I'm either there or man, can you really say the Jags are a 7.5-point favorite over the Texans?
You can.
But boy, if you lose with the Jags, you feel like a fool.
Yeah.
You feel like an absolute fool. You're like, yeah, you put all of it on the Jags. So anyway, that one hit me in the gut coming back from break, so I couldn't do the proper promos for what we have. But
maybe the Packers.
We've used the Packers on a couple.
Oh, you have. And it's that game's in London. You can't mess with the London game. You just don't bet the London game.
Yeah, we've used the Packers on at least once on all four of them. So, Miller Lite pregame show gets underway this Saturday at Virginia. And then at 10:30, we have network pregame with Paul, Jody, and myself. And then live play-by-play at noon. And then Mark Innes afterwards as well. You'll hear it all right here on your new home for all U of L athletics. It's 93.9 The Ville. And we'll also be broadcasting the last two games of the Pizza Bowl. We'll talk to Dan McDonald here in about 15 minutes about that. Now, Nick has been doing, and I need to get to the text line here. I've thoroughly ignored the text line. Let me go through a couple of these. Guy says, last year after trash talking and going at each other, my son and I tied. Have you ever seen a tie? Oh, I've seen a tie. Well, I'll never get over the tie in the championship game. I got screwed over in a league I'll never do again. You're out there listening, Roof. You know who you are. I tied, and they said the other guy won because his bench points were more.
No.
And nowhere in the listings of any of the guidelines was there a tiebreaker listed. The answer I got was, well, that's the way we've always done it. It's my first year in the league. I'd have picked up some kickers or something. So
true.
No,
they've
no.
always done it. When have they ever had a documented tie before?
It was a tie in the championship
police.
Game. It was
Call
a tie.
The police.
Well, and the commissioner and the assistant commissioner each took a cut. I'm never doing that league again. No commissioner needs a cut.
No commissioner. What kind of cut?
Yeah, yeah. What management is there for a commissioner?
What are you, Roger
There's
Goodell?
Zero.
Like,
zero.
Like,
yeah.
What is
There's
this?
Zero for a commissioner.
Where's
so
the
you're
TV contract that you work so hard on?
This is like 13 years ago. I've never forgotten.
Right. No, that
and never will.
A ridiculous
yeah.
league.
Yeah, well, we've always done it that
humans.
Way. Where did you state it? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Okay, just give me my winnings for a second and don't ever call me again.
I don't know who this Roof fellow is.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's a lifelong friend. You know, lifelong friend. He used to raid his snack.
With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Yeah, I used to raid his snack bar, you know, his snack cabinet. He was the guy that he would go, where are the granola bars? I'd be like, they're in the second row behind. Like, I knew where his snacks were at his house. I would tell him where they are. And I appreciate those snacks. But none of that will ever make up for, oh, that's how we've always done it, bench points. So, there you go. But anyway.
That's not okay.
So, yes, I do. I have had a tie before. Texter says, Lloyd says he doesn't want to get rid of anyone from the team, then proceeds to tell us that everyone getting rid of a few guys vastly improved his own team 1 year. I guess he did do that. Next Texter says, lemon Oreos are better. Texter says, golden press Oreos. Texter says, eat only Brock's candy corn. They're real. What do you mean real? There's no real candy corn. It's all
Brock's
it's all.
Candy corn. I'm not going to
That's the only brand I know of, right? I mean.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What that's a real candy corn versus a fake one? I have no idea.
Is there an organic candy corn? Is there gluten-free organic candy corn?
I need the real secretion. Yeah. You know, I need the.
Texas says, I am not pro-Satterfield, but this fan base is soft right now. Louisville has one bad loss. They have two. This weekend by a point, Syracuse is 5-0, FSU 4-1. We lost a bad game. Calm down. I don't know. The firing stuff is a bad image. In my opinion, be frustrated players. Words missing here. Supports the coach who wants to come play. Who wants to come play here for this fan base? No. Let's not do that. The fans are not ever a single reason that teams lose games. I never want to hear it. I heard that crap during the Jurich era. That's the biggest load of bull I've ever heard. Do not blame fans for the football team losing games. You can say you can say they should be there and more support. You can say this, but they are not the reason that the teams lose games. If I hear that, I have PTSD from the Jurich era for that.
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous thing that people actually believed, intelligent people did. It did not happen.
Yeah, major red flag happened at the beginning of this season when they weren't ready for the opener. Who can't get open? Who can't get up for the opener?
Yeah.
You know, you're up
there.
That's
a bad loss. This is a bad loss.
This is a bad loss. That's a bad loss. And you know what? Syracuse ends up, looks like they're a pretty decent team. You know, they're going to go through a really tough, you know, part of their schedule. They'll probably come back to reality a little bit. But, like, if you can't get your team ready for the first game of the season, I have a major, I mean, hit the warning button. The panic button right now.
Dexter says that last text is also an insect anal secretion. No, actually.
Well, it's not.
Yeah. Only 10,000 fans showed up for BC, and they beat us. That is, you know what? That's a great point.
They're throwing the ball backwards.
Yeah, they got 13 penalties. BC's fans weren't there supporting their team. They were, you know, they weren't even there for the most.
They didn't care.
Yeah, it's so somehow they won. Is it the fans' fault for a road loss?
Thank you. Great point. Their fans don't show up. They have 13 penalties. They're throwing the ball backwards. There's 3 turnovers. We lost. I can't understand that.
Yeah.
Like, you gave up 13 plays of 15 yards or more against one of the worst offenses in college football.
Well, Andy went for it on your own 39 up two with your backup quarterback.
Yes, thank you. It's mind-boggling, and like David Hale said it, was it Sunday or yesterday on Twitter? Why are you the way you are about Louisville football? Like, why are you the way you are about Louisville football? Like, I can't understand why you aren't better than you are.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: never doubt Vegas. What did Vegas tell you at the start of the year? This team isn't as good as you think it is. That's what Vegas told us.
Yeah, it kind of was a 5.5.
Five and a half, I think, is what it opened at. And we all said, oh, those guys in Vegas, they don't know what they're talking about. We're this or that. I mean, now the under's looking like it might hit on that.
All right. I had this question.
Okay.
Do you feel better about going to Charlottesville this weekend or hosting James Madison?
Hosting James Madison?
I don't know.
it's got a question mark.
I might
feel that
better about going to Charlottesville, where we've won one time ever.
Yeah.
You know, and
hosting James Madison?
I don't know. I don't know. And you know what? We have played 3 out of 5 games on the road. I think that is.
Let's go to it. We got a Valvano amongst us. What do the Sags say? What do the Sagarin ratings say on that?
That's a good point. Let me see. I can pull it up.
Sagarin ratings.
Actually, have
football.
Kelly Dickey.
Oh, Kelly Dickey with the greatest betting stat ever at Ennis Red yesterday. Do you have that stat?
I do. I have
okay.
it.
He texted it to me, too.
Ennis
go over yesterday with
So, here you go. And 42
This
games.
Is the best. Forget all the stuff that you read in all these sheets. And, you know, they're so-and-so after a loss by a road team. No. This is the gambling stat of the century.
So, Louisville in Satterfield's 42 games. You would be 25-16-1 against the spread if you bet on Louisville following losses and against Louisville following wins. So, in this scenario, after Louisville loses, you should bet on Louisville this week to cover on the road at Charlottesville, which is a crazy, I cannot do that. I personally can't do it, but in the Kelly Dickey angle here, you would be doing that. And in after they win a game, you would bet, you would fade them. So when they win, when they cover, or when they win a game, you fade them. When they lose a game, you bet them. And that's the trend.
Louisville is right next to James Madison and the Sags.
That's right.
Here's the funny thing. Syracuse is right in front of them at 54-5-0.
Yeah.
Syracuse is getting ready to faceplant. And everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah. They're playing some serious
teams.
They
actually play teams now.
Yeah.
They don't play, you know, grocery stores or diners.
They play Wagner's last week.
They got to stop playing pharmacies and playing ranked teams now.
Short-order kitchens. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's where they go now.
Great breakfast, by the way, over there at Wagner's. But the Sagarin Rankings do have Louisville winning this game against Virginia by 3 and then James Madison winning by 2. So, and they losing to Pittsburgh by 1, losing to Wake Forest by 3, Clemson by 15, NC State by 5, and Kentucky by 11.
So they actually have them way closer to these teams than I would have them.
Yeah.
Like NC State 5?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games of a touchdown variance or less. Really, 5 points or less.
I can't believe we're
talking about
the
season.
I can't believe we're talking about.
It's a projection.
Nick didn't even bring it up, and I'm bringing up the Sagarin.
I know.
Wait. Okay, according to my numbers, I got Louisville as what'd you say?
They were like I had
win ahead. By three.
I think I got them at seven.
They're only 1 point ahead, and they'd be here. So I don't know what their home field is. Probably plus two or plus three.
Well, I guess. Okay, wait. So
I'm doing this.
I'm not doing more Sags.
This is Kelly Dickey, applied math degree from Harvard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with him.
I just have the page up. Louisville's a 73.38. UVA's a 66.5. So you factor in what 2.5 points for home field?
I don't know. Again, applied math degree, Harvard.
Maybe he's using the ones from this weekend. I'm just saying that the ones I'm looking at has Louisville at like a 5.5 point
favorite. I'm going to side with the applied math degree.
I'm not wanting to go against Kelly Dickey.
With an applied math degree from Harvard.
Yes. Don't
that
do
doesn't
it.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't care if they barely passed.
Exactly.
If they got a C.
He did.
They got a 70.
Pass.
You know,
he
got a 70.1. You know, even that. I'm going to go with that. Over anybody here,
right.
On this show,
Kelly him and his wife both graduated from Harvard. Very successful.
God, that's a smart kid.
Really? Wow,
yes.
Man. Yeah, that's a tough standard. Texas Jamie is going to roll us. Texas says we've been everybody's get right game during this regime. I'm sick of it. Texas says the folks in Vegas set the lines are aliens. Man, can't change my mind on that. And from Samson,
yeah,
where are the 3.5 wins coming from? I don't know.
I mean, according to Sagarin,
Virginia, according to Vegas, look, if you believe Vegas, they're going to win this weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you go.
What if I go to Vegas, they were going to
win last weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't trust us in Charlottesville because I've just seen a lot of weird stuff happen there over the years.
I don't want you driving to Charlottesville.
It stands right now, I'm not going. It does look like it's going to be really pretty, like a nice little trip out there, but I think I'll stay here. Watch on TV.
With your brand new daughter.
Somebody wants to offer up a plane that comes down and back on the same day, I'll get on it. You know, if not, no big deal. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, whatever. We'll just
bet Keeneland. You know, Keeneland will be open Saturday.
That'll be nice. Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be lovely.
Does it open Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
That might be a good day.
That's actually the better day to go because Saturday is.
It's overrun.
They can't handle it. They are not built somehow they can handle the Breeders' Cup, but not 25,000 people on a Saturday.
Well, it's
I don't
because
understand
the parking
it.
Lots are crazy. I mean, there's so many people that don't go in, and the parking gets nuts. And is Kentucky, do they play at UK this weekend, or are they – because that's always a great one whenever you can – whenever they go to Keeneland and then have a night game,
mm-hmm.
that's always the crazier day on that Saturday.
And you're really not – we're really not capable of doing it as an adult.
No. It's for the kids.
Yeah.
It's definitely for the kids.
They are home, yes, 7:30 South Carolina. So they have thoughts and prayers. The people
thoughts
can
and prayers.
Pull that off, man.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
God bless you, man, if you think you can pull that off. Well, you need a lot of focus is what you're going to need. A lot of focus with the PH to pull that one off. So let's see. Where – and some of these people – some people, that's you're done. You're done. Let's see. And BC stormed the field after beating the Cards. They did?
I don't know.
Well, they did have to tell them
so fast.
Well, you did hear Paul calling it and saying, you could hear the referees in the background asking the students to get off the field.
Right. Well, they were just meeting at the bird. They were just meeting at the Eagle.
Like Clemson does.
Like, yeah, they got to meet at the Paul. They're not really rushing the field every single time.
That is the biggest bunch of crap. Everybody else gets fined for rushing the field.
And Clemson,
can do it every single – it's our tradition. Okay, it's ours too.
Yeah, it's ours too. When we
of all your Clemson craziness, this one is an indisputable fact to me.
Our tradition here at Louisville is that when we beat top 10 teams, we rush the field. Yeah. That's our tradition.
Yeah, so don't fine us.
So don't fine us. You cannot fine us because it's a grandfather tradition that you accepted when you accepted us into your league.
Mm-hmm.
And if we tear down goalposts and take them up to the library, you can't do anything about it.
Yes.
All right? they just come onto the field and do all – I mean, they do a lot of stuff there at Clemson. They get away with a lot.
Oh, we know.
I won't get into it. I won't get into it.
I don't need to hit the bingo card.
Texter says JMU is going to roll us. James Madison going to roll us. I don't know, man. They're still number one defense in the country every single week. You know, their defensive stats are unbelievable.
Yeah, but their quality of opponents is miserable too.
Yeah, right? But they did beat App and Boone, who beat A&M. I mean, yeah. Of course, is A&M, they cannot fire Jimbo, right? I mean, how much would they owe him on a buyout? And he has the number one recruiting class in the country.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
That one's going to be fun. Michigan State is the bigger disaster with what they paid Mel Tucker. I mean, $9.5 million. Guy had one good year. Now they suck. All right. We will continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to do. So Dan McDonald's going to join us a little bit. We'll talk a little about the Pizza Bowl coming up there. As that is getting ready to get away, we'll broadcast a couple of those games. If you're in the market to buy a car, the Huffman Auto Group, that's where I purchased two straight vehicles, is Acura at Oxmoor. You go over there, you talk to Arthur Galitsky, you talk to Mike Stack, you talk to the same people in service that have been there forever and ever. They're there because that's the kind of business they run. I mean, people want to stay working for the Huffman Auto Group, and Huffman Auto Group will give you an instant quote on your car online. Then you just bring it in. They'll give you a range online, then give it in, drive it in, and then you'll have you'll know what you have to work with there. So whatever your needs are, Huffman Auto Group can take great care of you. The Acura, I'm telling you, I think it's the best value in the luxury line. I did all the research the first time I bought my Acura TL. Gosh, it's been maybe 10 years ago now, 8 years ago, something like that. And it was just obvious that your dollar went further there with the Acura line. So I encourage you to check it out. If you're thinking about an SUV, I've had so many people like, oh, I'm going to get this. Like, have you tried the MDX or the RDX? Well, no. They do that when, 48 hours later, there's an MDX in their driveway because that's how good of a value the Acura line is. So just consider it if you're looking for a vehicle in that price point. So whatever your needs are, they can handle them over there. Acura Docs, and remember, Huffman has it.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Well, we have plenty coming up for you. We got Lou City in action on Wednesday night at home. We'll have that game broadcast for you. And, of course, Saturday when Louisville travels to Virginia, we'll have that covered starting at 9 o'clock with the Miller Lite pregame show. Take you all the way through the broadcast and post-game coverage as well. And next week when Louisville's on a bye week, we're going to have coverage of something that is getting underway actually today, and it's the Pizza Bowl. And Dan McDonald, U of L baseball coach, is on the line with us because tonight they're recognizing policemen and firemen as well. So we're doing a lot of good things with this Pizza Bowl. So, Dan, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Drew. How are you?
Doing great. So for people who don't know, give them the bird's-eye view of what the Pizza Bowl is, and then we can get into some of the specifics.
As Sean Moss would always question, why do you call it a Pizza Bowl if you're playing seven games? And it started as a one game, like a Super Bowl, wrap up the fall, let the two coaches draft assistant coaches, and then have a fun game. It was such a competitive game, and it added a lot of excitement to the fall. We took it from one game, a Pizza Bowl championship, to a 2 out of 3, 3 out of 5. Now we're at a 4 out of 7. Just because we enjoy it, we play over the next 2 weeks. And the great thing about baseball, it gives us a chance to use these games as opportunities, and we're going to have a handful to recognize. As you mentioned, tonight we kick it off. We did this last year as we recognized the police force. This year we're going to have the policemen versus the firefighters as honorary captains. And, last year we did Brandon Shirley. We honored his life, and Nick Rodman. The Rodmans came on board in 7 when they lost their son in the line of duty, and the family came to Omaha with us. We have a great relationship with George Rodman and his family, and so he's been kind enough to say, "Hey, let's spread the love." And so this year we have unfortunately another fallen officer in Zachary Conningham. And then we also have a fireman who we're communicating with his family, Sean McAdam. And we want to honor their lives, recognize what all the policemen and firemen do for us. So it's a great way to kick off the Pizza Bowl, and it brings awareness, not only to the city, but also to my players, you know, look, don't take the safety and the freedom we have for granted. And so this is a neat way to kick off the Pizza Bowl.
Well, and the team names, these are guys that are coming back to your leadoff banquet in January. And let's go over the names.
We're always creative with our names. We've done NFL teams when we've had Lamar and Teddy Bridgewater and all these different quarterbacks. You know, this year we're honoring two of our big leaguers who will be at the leadoff banquet in late January, early February. So we have Adam's Angels. Adam Vrabel's coaching the Angels team in honor of Reed Detmers. And then we have Seattle Snide. Coach Snyder's team is for the Seattle Mariners. Drew Ellis, who was in the big league this year with Seattle. Those will be our two guests at the leadoff banquet. And so seven games, all free admission. Kickoff tonight, 5 o'clock. Gates will open about 4. Reminder for if you come to any of the seven games, concessions is not open. Like the Purdue game, we had a great crowd on that Purdue Sunday. You could bring your own cooler, bring your own snacks. Obviously, just ask that, you know, that trash finds its way to the garbage can. And so seven games, kickoff tonight, 5 o'clock. We play tomorrow at 2, Saturday at 1. Next week, we also play Tuesday, Wednesday. And as you mentioned, Drew, that Friday and Saturday game, game 6 and game 7. Game 6 will be a Kroger night, Dare to Care, and we'll have some educational pieces on our food drives. And then Saturday, game 7, noon game, we'll wrap that up with our cancer awareness game, obviously with October, the cancer awareness going on in this month and breast cancer. And I have a handful of players who have family members with breast cancer. So like I said, it's an opportunity to recognize some great causes and support systems out there.
Absolutely. Dan McDonald with us here, 93 in the Ville, ESPN 680. So playoffs can restart. How many ex-Cards do we have in the playoffs? It's tough to keep up with trades and everything else. I mean, how many guys we got in the playoffs, does it look like?
Well, the injury bug has gotten us a little bit this year. Brendan McKay is on the DL. The Rays are in it. Adam Duvall is on the DL. The Braves are in it. Chad Green is on the DL. Oh. The Yankees are in it.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, you know, you see, you know, how dangerous, of course, you know, football and some of these other sports are. But baseball, man, the wear and tear on the body, 162 games,
yeah.
It's tough. We still have Will Smith going right now. Drew Ellis, you know, because Seattle made it, right now he's kind of on that taxi squad. He was up in the big leagues, back down in AAA. So he's staying out in Arizona. He's got to be ready to go if he gets called. As you set the roster for each playoff series, you can reset the roster. So, you know, they might go with more another hitter or two in the first series where it's 2 out of 3. Then as you get mm-hmm. to 3 out of 5 or 4 to 7, you might go with an extra pitcher because of the length of the series. So these guys have to be ready to go even if they're not in the big leagues. But it is cool. You have all these connections, even though these guys are on the DL. I mean, these are big leaguers, you know, playing with teams that are obviously advancing to the postseason. And I'm probably forgetting somebody. Like, I'm probably forgetting somebody off the top of my head.
That's a good problem. That means things have gone well, if you might be forgetting someone. I mean, are any of the guys, though, that are injured, are they out for the year? Is there any chance of a playoff comeback at all?
No, unfortunately, the baseball injuries are long. You know, mm-hmm. if you're dealing with elbows and shoulders, they're long. But sometimes just any broken bone and you're going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. At this point of the season, you're basically done. But, you know, there's a good chance, I'm sure, you know, Duvall and Chad Green, these guys, they're going to want to be with their teams. You might see them in the dugouts. You might see them around as part of the postseason run. It is an exciting time around here as of course, like the Braves with Adam Duvall and Chad Green with the Yankees. These are kind of regulars as well as Will Smith. I mean, this is, you know, two of the last World Series champions. We had a Louisville Cardinal, you know, not just on the roster, I mean, actively playing like star players. And we have that big banner at Jim Patterson Stadium with Duvall and Will Smith. And oh, yeah, they just happen to be local kids. So it's really cool. The postseason is a lot of fun. And I know as fans love it, our players love it, and we use a lot of the game action as teaching moments. These guys play at the highest level at this time of the year. It's so much fun watching, you know, postseason baseball.
Have you started to add up the value of their contracts yet? Have you done the Cal thing where you figure out how much money they've all made?
Well, we're really proud of them. Signing bonuses have been great, but it's more about, you know, getting that second contract.
Sure.
And if you pay attention to baseball, you have 3 years of playing at the league minimum, and then you have 3 years of arbitration. You got to play for a while if you're going to sign that, what we call that second contract. So, but it is really cool. You have a guy like Henry Davis who just got one contract, and it was a big one, but he's already given the league gift to redo our locker room downstairs. And I know it's going to really spark our former players. As you know, we got a lot of projects going on. We're about to renovate the front of Jim Patterson Stadium, of course, with his lead gift. And then we're going to put our efforts into the left field indoor facility that Kroger has given the lead gift. Henry Davis wants to redo the locker room. We have a potential weight room spot in the basement. We have the Hack Shack that I'm going to get to the pitchers, and we're going to create a pitching lab and redo that whole area. And I'm going to ask those former pitchers to get involved. So, yeah, it's nice that several of them have good contracts, but it'll be really special when they decide to make a pledge and want to give back. And that doesn't exclude any fans or alumni as well from wanting to get involved. We obviously need their help. We need everybody's help if we're going to continue to move this program forward.
Who's the next guy getting ready to get a big one? Who's on the verge of that second contract of your ex-players?
Well, I mean, Duvall has done great. Chad Green has done great. I think that they have chances to get some really good ones. But I think everybody's pointing towards Will Smith. You know, you're the star catcher for the Dodgers. You know, he has that Buster Posey type of presence and talent. And, you know, that's kind of the word on the street that you hear, but you know, he hasn't told me anything like that, or we don't talk about stuff like that. I mean, but you know, what's cool is a lot of these guys, as their seasons wind down, some are already eliminated. They'll roll back in the town. We'll see several guys pop in during the Pizza Bowl. And I'm sure, you know, Sean Moth is doing these games on the radio, games 6 and 7. We'll have some pro guys up in the box. I'm sure they'll be doing some interviews throughout the games, and they come back in the town. We take them to football games. So it's a lot of fun that, you know, that they're a part of this family forever. Mm-hmm. So the next 2 weeks are really cool. But, you know, those that are playing, we're following them. Those that are not, they'll be back in town. And we don't even talk about all the AA and AAA guys. We have so many guys on the cusp. Mm-hmm. Brian Hoeing got called up this year, made his debut. But we have Lincoln Hensman and Cade McClure and so many guys in that. Adam Wolf, AAA, AA, Devin Harrison, that, man, they're close. Cole Sturgeon has been in AAA for a while, man. We're just like, come on, man. Give that guy a call up. You know, give that guy a call up. He deserves to be a big leaguer.
Well, man, you're so right about it. I mean, Will Smith, I can't believe this. He's making $730,000, but next year, I guess, is his first arbitration year. I never really understand how all those work. Do you know how, like, arbitration one works, or he's getting ready to make a lot more money. I know that, but I don't know how the arbitration part works.
Arbitration, after 3 years of making the league minimum, which, again, everybody goes, man, that's a nice salary, but it's a one-year salary, and when you're 25 years old, you're not living off that the rest of your life. So it's great. Don't get me wrong. Everybody would like to make that 1 year salary, but there's no insurance. There's no comfort. There's no, okay, I'm not secure with my family yet. So once you get to arbitration, now there's 3 years of the team says we value you at this. And let's just throw out a number, $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the player goes, well, no, my numbers justify $6 million. And so an arbitrator comes in and breaks down your numbers, your stats, your value, and says, actually, you're worth $5.2 million. That's what you have to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
These arbitration deals are in the, I'd say, $1 to $4 million range, because you haven't been in the big leagues long enough, and you don't have as much street cred. Now, occasionally, there's an $8 million, there's a $10 million. Now, if you're Mookie Betts, mm-hmm. So Mookie Betts, I think, might have won an MVP at that point. His arbitration came in at like $20 million.
Oh, my God.
But, but, But again, that's a small percentage of players, you know. Yeah. So it's better than the league minimum, but these are like 1 year deals. So, you know, they're trying to get to what we call that second contract. You sign your first contract when you cross the line into pro ball. Then you got to grind through the minor leagues. Then you got to make it to the big leagues. Then you have to play 5 to 6 years. I mean, you have to be a regular big leaguer.
I feel like Will Smith's been there forever, you know, and if that's what's crazy. It seems like Will Smith ought to be eligible for a lot more money, you know, right now. But that's the rules.
And what you're seeing happen with you might not let Will go through 3 years of arbitration. You might say, okay, instead of paying this guy 15 or 20 or whatever the arbitrator says he's worth the next 3 years, let's lock him up and let's give him an 8-year deal where 3 years he's on arbitration, 5 years he's under this contract, and it's you could roll the dice like Judge or Lamar Jackson, and you could get a bigger payday, or you know what, you could take this guaranteed money and be secure for the rest of your life. And so there's a lot of real life decisions that play into this. And so it's you know, you're just always hoping for the best, and but you're always proud of these guys. They put themselves in this position.
Well, it's all interesting, and of course, again, we started this discussion, of course, with the game tonight, the game one of the Pizza Bowl. So hop on out there, bring your cooler, clean up after yourself, and then we'll be broadcasting these next a week from Friday and Saturday as game 6 and 7. So we'll be looking forward to that for the first time. And Coach, I hope we get a bunch of people out there and enjoy.
Yes, enjoy. Beautiful weather and a lot of talent. The third-ranked recruiting class with a lot of returning talent. So you're going to see – you won't see perfect baseball, but you'll see some really good baseball. So come on out.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
There you go, Dan McDonald with us here. Yeah, it does. Baseball just seems so – you have to be so good for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, go through the minors, get to the majors. Not just get to the majors, perform for 3 or 4 years, then arbitration 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and then you're an unrestricted free agent. I mean, that's structure.
It's a lot.
Doesn't seem fair.
And for Will Smith as a catcher, you know, that, you know, your window of time is even smaller. It's different if, like, you're an outfielder, like he mentioned Mookie Betts. You know, he's going to play a long time. Catcher,
squatting every play. Yeah.
You're squatting every play. Your wear and tear is more on a Will Smith than it will be other, but he is about to get seriously bumped up in pay. You know, he's already won one World Series.
But he really hasn't made that much money. If you go and look at it, I mean, I was looking at his career earnings, as good as he has been. You know, he got $1 million, $1.7 million signing bonus. Then $240,000, $212,000, $590,000, wow. $730,000 this year for a total of $1.7 million in earnings. That just matches his signing bonus right now.
Wow.
So he's basically played since 2016, and look, it's good work if you can get it, but in 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 7 years, he's earned $3.5 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's getting ready to break that bank.
Yeah, I'm seeing if there's a arbitration tracker here to see if there's, like, you know, an estimate. I don't really know.
And this was a first-round pick. I mean, think of a guy who comes, like, I don't know, from the seventh or eighth round, doesn't have that much signing bonus. I mean, $210,000 in L.A.
Oh, you're
not that much money.
You're not making any money. Yeah, you're not making any money there. You know, you have a nice little start, you know, with the 1.7. You know, that helps, but you're not living like Mookie Betts is living.
No,
you know, and you're on the same team, and you're playing every day. Like, you know, your numbers aren't that different, but you're making $241,000, $212,000, and yeah, he's a regular everyday player the last 2 years, but he's only made $3.5 million playing. Yeah.
He's hit 24 home runs this year, 25 last year. You know, as a catcher, you know, plays all the time. 136 games played this year, but man, it just seems like a system that is. I just asked for two. You got to perform for so long to really get the money. Whereas in the NBA, if you're good for 3 years, you know, bam, you break the bank. You know,
that's right. And you know, Adam Duvall. You know, he made $9 million this year.
There you go.
You know, but he's made $20 million in his 9 seasons. So it took him a while.
I bet the majority of it in the last 3 years, be my guess.
Yeah, he started making over $1 million in 2019. And so then he went over that. And so last year he was a gold glover, and he signed his $9.2 million deal. So, wow. So, good for him, but it took him a long time. He's 34. Yeah. You know, he's 34 years old.
Hey, ADS Security, they were actually here yesterday. My camera on facing the back driveway. I had an issue with, so they came out, replaced it. You know, sometimes electronics burn out, and that's what happens. So replaced it. You know, no cost at all. Fixed it, moved right along. These guys that come out here, ADS Security, they know exactly what they're doing. They're going to give you 90 days free monitoring when you mention us at sign up. I've had it for over 10 years now. The cameras for about the last three or four, so I can always know what's going on. We got teenagers. You want to worry about what's going on who's coming in and outside of your house? Well, some cameras there. It just makes you safer. You'll feel safer. It's ADS Security, online, adssecurity.com. 90 days free monitoring when you mention us here at ESPN Louisville. And if something's not working right, they will make it right. And that was yesterday was just proof positive of that. Great technician. He knew everything. He was explaining every step of the way to me, and I was like, man, you may as well be speaking Latin.
I just want it to work.
Does it work?
I just want it to work.
You are the man. I don't know about electrons and Zions and whatever. ADS Security.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.